Is that you, baby? I'm really banking on it being you since I'm in my pajamas.
Oh, phew. I am so glad it wasn't an axe murderer. I'd hate to get chopped up to bits wearing something so informal. First of all, thank you. Second of all, I love these pajamas, but that doesn't mean that I want to die in them. Of course I want to be murdered in style. Just because I'd be dead doesn't mean fashion has to be dead too. Go right ahead and put that on my tombstone. Don't you dare write it in Comic Sans. I take my fonts very seriously. Give me something classy like Helvetica. Wait, is that actually that fancy? I'm not sure. I panicked and that was the first thing that came to my head. Okay, now I can't wait to be a ghost so that I can font you, meanie.
Get it?
Haunt. Font. All the best puns require an explanation to make sure it doesn't go over everyone's head. They teach you that day one in pun school. Always make sure to explicitly tell the audience the joke. It's comedy gold. Actually, it's comedy platinum. Come here. Sorry. Just had to kiss you. It's been a very long day after all, and my kiss reserves are running on low. I'm glad you enjoy them too. I mean, it would have been really awkward if you suddenly decided you were anti-kisses. My day was good, thanks for asking. I did a whole lot of, nothing. And every second of it was magical. And now it's even more magical because I can do a bunch of nothing with you. Oh, no, you stop it with your, some things. Right now, you've had a long day, and quite frankly, so have I. So I think we deserve a nice little cuddle session. I'm not taking no for an answer. Kisses are an exception to the nothing rule. You need to brush up on your Geneva Convention. Maybe the cuddle session's gonna last for the rest of the night. I'm not at liberty to divulge that information at this time. Well, you just don't have high enough security clearance. It's not my fault you're gonna have to talk to the higher-ups on this. My hands are tied. Wait a minute. I totally outrank you, so you have to do what I say. Of course you do. That's how the cuddle military works. Well, I outrank you because I said so. Duh. If you were quicker, the tables would have turned. But as it stands, you have to do what I say, which is cuddling for an indeterminate amount of time. That's it. Nice and close. I'll be the big spoon since it's only fair. Nice and cozy in my warm arms. Good. I want you to feel all cozy. Oh yeah, how was your day? Things got silly and I forgot to ask you earlier. Are you sure you're fine? I mean, I don't want to push, but it seems like something's on your mind. You know you can tell me anything, right? It's okay to open up. Of course it is. I want to be here for you. Here. Give me your hand. You are not a bother, baby. Please don't say that. I want to listen to what you have to say, and I want to know what you're feeling. I know you try so hard to be the rock for everyone else, and that you feel like you have to be strong for the sake of others. But sharing what's eating at you wouldn't be weak. You're just as important as everyone else. Believe me, my ears are always open to listening to anything you have to say. And I mean it when I say anything. I know life's been really stressful lately, and I'm sure it's taking its toll on you. I would never think anything less of you, I promise. I think you know how important it is to get things off your chest, and to not bottle things up. Think about what you'd tell yourself in this situation. You give out such wonderful advice, and I think you should listen to what you've told so many other people in the past. I know it can be difficult, but I'm here for you. Baby, look at me. Let me be your rock, okay? Whatever it is that's bothering you, I'll be here for you every step of the way. So, will you tell me what's up? Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I remember. Oh, baby. You poor thing, I'm so sorry. I had no idea you were going through all that. Things will get better though, I promise. And I'm gonna be by your side to help you however I can. I'm so proud of you. Yes, proud! You were brave, and I'm so happy you told me what was going on. I know that was hard for you to do, but it's really important. You're worth it, and your problems are just as valid as everyone else's. I'm sorry, but I am enthused about this. Yes, you heard me right. Enthused, as in enthusiastic. This news is so fantastical that I'm overly enthusiastical. Oh, wow, that sentence is a mess. The English language is a suggestion. Come here. Okay, one last thing, and then I'll stop gushing. Oh, okay, fine, I'll let you boot me afterwards if that's what it takes. I love you so very much. Thank you for trusting me enough to open up. Whenever something's eating you up, I want you to know that it's always okay to tell me, okay? Oh. Oh, my poor nose. Even with the warning, I'm caught off guard. Okay, true. There has been a lot of something happening in a bed that was supposed to be full of nothing, but it was important and it was necessary, so it gets a pass. Are you feeling tired, baby? I'm starting to feel pretty sleepy myself. Come back here and cuddle up with me, okay? Get nice and close again. You're gonna be safe in my arms. I love feeling you all snuggled up against my chest. I can feel your heart beating so gently when I put my hand up to it. It's impossible not to smile when you're here with me. I'm sorry for the blushes. I'm just feeling so sappy. You're so amazing, and I love you. Just breathe in and out with me, okay? Just slowly. Feel my chest rise and fall against your back. Then match with me, baby. That's it. Nice and gentle. Your whole body's getting heavier and heavier with every breath you take. Good night, baby. Sweet dreams.